Blog Talk Radio.
Because of anxiety shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Hey, Brother Water, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Brother Drew. You now?
Yes, sir. We, all right, we all.
Well, Brother Drew, you know what I did today.
What's that?
I'm gonna tell them. We got some new listeners today, so I'm gonna tell the people who Brother Drew and I come out of a think tank of the ancient of days through was Amun Yah, and it just so happened I cooked me some chicken spaghetti today, Brother Drew.
Oh yeah.
Something I used to cook quite frequently on Shabbat, every Shabbat at the Knas where we were for 4 years. But I got to we are what you call the ancient Yaman, and what we do, Brother Drew and I, and the people that was in our think tank, And Kahane's in town. He's supposed to be listening, Brother Drew. I asked him, did he want to call in? He said he was traveling. So, you know, when he say he's traveling, I understand when he say he's traveling. Because that's what we are. We are travelers. We are travelers. Right. We are traveling men. That's what Yarman is a traveling man.
Right.
Brother Drew, I come into some knowledge that I have to, I want to share with everybody, especially the people that been in our class for over 40 years and that's listening. What we do to the people that's new to the listening, what I do is I look and see is history repeats itself. And once history repeats itself, then we can go by and see and bring it up today. I mean, in common sense, tell us that this history has repeated itself, and you don't have to be no rocket science. You don't have to be no scholar or nothing that is. If the person is able to explain to you the repeating of this history, and I just rolled up into something. I was looking at something, Brother Drew, on that documentary on the making of African American. That in 1960, Brother Drew, let's look at this. In 1960, Jesse Jackson said, "I'm no longer a Negro that's a colored person. I'm an African American that's black and proud. Jesus Christ, number one, Democratic Party, number two." Now, at that time, blacks weren't Democrats. Most of them belonged to the Communist Party. We know this for a fact. We're looking at history. Now, in 1970, 10 years later, it's funny on the 10, right? Brother Drew, and the number 7 means it's perfect. So we're gonna be mathematically, speaking. So on the 10, the number 10 is Amon Yah. So that means something to me and Brother Drew and Yarman when you start dealing with mathematically speaking. And 1970. Now 1970 was the beginning of the millennium. Not year 2000, 1970 was. And that's the beginning of the, if you're on the correct calendar, and the Yarman is on the correct calendar. That's funny, that's 1970. In 1970, the subhuman being put on the census, are you African-American? Are you Negro or colored? Are you Latino, Chicano, or Hispanic, or Mexican? They ran the same game on the Olmec people of finding out how many of y'all have been into that school of thoughts. How many people would call themselves this? Now, this is 49 years later. You got people with doctor's degrees, with magna cum laude and summa cum laude. They say they're African Americans, and they can't even tell you who was the first African American. See, we go in a chronological order when we study with the 5 W's 1 A. It's esoteric knowledge that we're talking about right now. This is why we are able to see history repeating itself, because of we base our knowledge upon the esoteric knowledge. Now, let's look at something, Brother Drew. In 1970, Ice-T started the culture of the African American, called hip-hop culture. And 49 years later, it rules the world. Shit, the hip-hop culture rules the world. As we speak right now, it rules the world. Every nation of people got its hip-hoppers. You can go to China, They showed China, and you know how strict China is, but they showed the nightlife of China. They was hip-hopping. They showed the nightlife of Japan, the hip-hopping. All over the world, they hip-hop. It's the hip-hop culture. Now let's look at this hip-hop culture. This hip-hop culture, which is the African-Americans' culture, say that they were no longer soul brothers, they were soul sisters, they were bitches and hoes, dogs and food. So the same history that Sodom and Gomorrah had of liberalism upon a democratic form of government at that time, which is a democratic form of government, created a culture that has no moral standards. They have no moral standards, none whatsoever. It's a culture of death. You know, all you have to do is listen to them. I mean, this is 49 years now, so you can't say it ain't. It is. Then we see that by the year 2000, which is 19 years ago, it entered the church house. Now they got rapping in the church and rapping in this and rapping in that. You see how this culture took over the church house. What has this culture produced? We ask ourselves a question. This culture has produced a race of people after 1980, which is called the X, Y, Millennium, and Z generation of people of tattoos on their bodies and would kill anything and have no respect for nothing. They sell for anything. It's a culture of murder. And you ask yourself, why so many people are dying? So many people are coming up, children are coming up missing. Well, the 10th curse of Egypt was killing other children. So you can see after 1970, we got stats after 1970 that this history has repeated itself in Egypt, which is the seventh empire, because all the empires, the seven great empires, been up under the same Birdman religion, or the Germanic race of people, the same flags, the same logo, the same everything. We're looking at this. In 2009, due to liberalism through the Democratic Party, let's go back to 19. I went ahead of myself a little bit then, Brother Drew. Let's go to 1993, the Million Sissy March, where it was the gay, which we call sissies, and the lesbians. They had a march that was organized by Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and Senator Kennedy. These three people organized the Million Gay Man March. I know my uncle was gay. I got the books and shit that he had when he went to the march. That's how I know what I know. And they united, which was the key, Brother Drew, that we can't do. They united with the transvestite, the transgender, and the drag queen. So they call themselves the, they came out of that meeting as the LGBT community, as you see today, which at that time in 93, they had took over control of almost every major organization. You would find one of them at top level, which to the thing that in their community is the top paid as we speak. Then you see where through this liberalism in 2009, they elected them the president up under the code word of the change. And not knowing at that time, they had us really hoodwinked till I started reading Uncle Bubba's book on how the gays It's called Gay Blade. You go Google that book and get that book. It's a book. Every esoteric student needs that book called The Gay Blade. In The Gay Blade, I found the reading on page 16 that the biggest LGBT organization in America is found in Washington, D.C. It's called A Change. Michelle Obama belonged to it. He ran up under this motto, The Change. We didn't know that. We thought he was talking about Change America and all that. No, he was talking about the change was that the homosexual community got their president in. Now, we can go back all the way to 1960 in Florida where the homosexuals was begging every president to pass the bill that Obama, your so-called first black president, passed for these people. Now, hip-hop culture came out of somebody looked like us, the passing of the bill that did that. So when they did that, America being the country and nation to look at, look how many countries say it's all right. They got the laws for the gays. They don't kill them no more. They used to kill them in the East. They got certain countries, European countries, only the European countries, that dropped their Sodom and Gomorrah sodomite law. The United States still have a sodomite law. My uncle went to jail in 1950 under that sodomite law. He went to prison for 2 years. It's still on the books, but the states ignore law and due to the Democrat Party. We can go all the way back there and trace up. So you can see where this African American, when this person become this, look at what it has called this generation of people, this culture, this school of thoughts have caused versus when we was Negroes, the colored people. Look at what you have in today's society now. This is history that repeats itself. And I had to share that with you, Brother Drew. I wanted my listening audience to pine, as Dr. Nash used to say, pine on that. I want you to pine on what I just said, because Nash, every time I would tell Nash something that theology taught different, he would say, well, meatball, let me pine on that for a week, and then he would come back and he'd say, well, now I can look at it and hear what you got to say. Because I know that's new to your ear. You don't understand what I'm saying. But I want to, if you're an esoteric student, you can automatically understand what I say. Documentation beats all bullshit conversation. That's been our motto ever since we've been in existence. And we can document that. We can go all the way back and see in 1960, a movement started in California. All the stuff started in California, liberalism, that has started in the 50s in Greenwich Village. And how I know, I hung out with these people. They was first called beatniks. Then they was called hippies. Then they was called yumpies. Then they was called the Hollywood elite. These are the children of the beatniks and the grandchildren of the beatniks, that is the Hollywood elites as we speak, that believe in liberalism, that everything goes. Because, see, we were all servicemen when we were stationed, I was stationed on the East Coast. We always would go to North Nutley, New Jersey, because that's where the nudist colonies was. Everybody would be talking about going to the Black Beach and go to the nudist colonies. Oh, we were stationed in Virginia. And we used to go up there. all the summer, Brother Drew, we'd go at least once a month to hang out with them because they were smoking good that good Panama Red and Free Love. This is where this stuff got started. And you see the results of the children of these people. It was called itself Beatniks. And I say when the Beatnik, he wanted to be Ray Charles. He had them dark glasses like Ray Charles. He copied Ray Charles. I was there looking at him. I was hanging with him. Y'all know what I'm talking about. This ain't no, you don't know what you're talking about. Opinion. This is straight facts. So when we look at that through the white community, we look at that. Now, in the black community, we go back to 1950 when he was had a Zoot suit on and he was Cool Papa Luke. He was a cool cat. Then the cool cat became a hustler that was a pimp, that was a player. And in 1964, we always use the word fly. We was fly. And then in 1970, here come who? Superfly. And see, I come from that community of people of the Superfly. I wasn't raised in that kind of community, but when I got grown, I went into that community. So what we would call, see, I look back on history, Brother Drew, and when your granddaughter was calling herself popping her coochie, you know, she was a coochie popper. This is in the hip hop, you know. You should realize that she was the daughter of a hoochie mama. That was a Superfly, because Superfly always would get him a hoochie mama. That was his main hope. I know I've been Superfly. So don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. And your grandchildren, you sitting there laughing at your grand, oh, pop that coochie, baby, pop that coochie. And in 2009, that X, that Y, and millennial and Z generation of people are completely out of control as we speak now on popping their coochie. You even redesign the body. The hip hop culture redesigned the body of a female. They redesigned the body of a male and clothes that you wear and how you wear them and how you talk. Came out of your culture, African American. You know, African American, when you say you're one of them, that means that your mama was an African and your daddy was an American, meaning that you're the half-breed bastard of the slave owner, sons and daughters of the slave owner. I know it hurts, but facts is facts. There ain't no damn opinion. So I had to get that off my chest, Brother Drew, because I just came into that knowledge. And so now we're going to go into something that you can get your Bibles. We're going to take a look at the, like we used to say in the Kanash, me and Cole used to say our fingers going to do the walking. And this book called Bible going to do the talking. Now the Bible, it was a history book. It's a coded history book. That's why it was called the Forbidden Bible for 350 years. It was called, it's because it's coded. But after you read the Bible 50 times, you'll start picking up on some of the codes. But after you read it 1,500 times like I have and over, then you pick up on all the damn codes. And if you're a Mason, you pick up on them quicker. And if you understand the ancient numbering system of Amun-Yah, or the original, and where you come from, if you know that, you pick up on them real quick. You can pick up on how this book is wrote. It's wrote about a tribe of people called Yehuda, And out of Yehuda came Yasharal, which is Israel. And but it starts with Yehuda and their kingdoms. That's two kingdoms. That's what this William Shakespeare Temple book is wrote up on. This was Bible was 1881 version, the same Bible that William Shakespeare Temple had. And he got killed for it when he wrote it in the ancient serpent language of left to right, which we speak and which we communicate in, because you've been taught by the subhuman that used this language. And only the subhuman, which was in the Bible, they put it as the dragon with the 10 horns and the big horns. Well, they used to be 12 tribes, which we go to the 10th chapter of Genesis and pick up who is the children of Japheth. And we can see that it used to be that it's 10 tribes now. The big horn represents the Roman Catholic Church when the Catholic Church tried to give them their religion, and they put Druidism in with so-called Christianity religion. So they mixed the two. So we know when they mixed the two. So I find it unique that if you ask any Christian how many Jesus is in the Bible, and they'll tell you it ain't but one Jesus. Well, whenever a Christian tell you that, then you know for a fact one thing, that he ain't read his Bible. And that's why we can make a zip down fool out of him today, starting with his preacher with all the doctor's degrees, because the preacher ain't read the Bible. Because when I asked 42 preachers that was with Nash, where was the Ten Commandments? Didn't nobody know where the Ten Commandments were in there. And everybody in there had more than one doctor's degree. Dr. Nash had 7 doctor's degrees. And when I asked each one of them, and he was the last one I asked, where was the Ten Commandments? Because the other ones said they didn't know. He told me where the Ten Commandments was. They are now 2 times. So you know the story, Brother Trudy. Especially Coco was in the cloud. Yeah, I think he was coming over to Nash's church too when the preachers was coming. And they wouldn't come back to my class because they say I embarrassed them. But you call yourself a preacher, and I asked them how many times you read the Bible, and none of them had read the Bible in its entirety, even Nash. So how you know what's in the Bible if you ain't read it in its entirety? That's why Reverend Whoop-Ass Old Mother carried a whoop-ass on you. It's because you ain't read your book, what your book say. You went by what somebody told you because you were a believer and not a knower. So it's different between being a believer and a knower. So let's look in the Bible. The first Jesus in the Bible, I'm going to be like Doc Ben now. The first Jesus in the Bible was called Boaz. That's what Doc Ben called him. So let's look at the Naz. The Naz, his name was Jesus the Nazarene from Nazareth. Now, let's look at the thing here. His name was Jesus the Nazarene from Nazareth. Now, this word Nazarene is a sect, S-E-C-T, of Sephardic Jews. Let that sit in, Brother Drew. A sect of Sephardic Jews that obeyed the laws of Amun-Yah to the maximum degree of what they was known as fanaticals in that time period. He was a Sephardic Jew. Now, let's look at something. on the old Naz, as not being calling, his sign was the fish. His priesthood was in the order of Melchizedek. Read the book of Hebrew, all of it, so you get a good understanding, so you know his order, his priesthood was in the order of Melchizedek. Believed in the ways of Ammoniah, which not very many people know those ways, Brother Drew, because y'all ain't been forgotten, because of Psalm 68 and 4 in the Bible. It clearly tells you that the God of heaven is J-A-H. And when they wrote J-A-H, Brother Drew, that means that it wasn't a God, called J-A-H is in a similar form. Y-A is masculine. He would be God. But Y-A-H would be the goddess, would be mama. So the book is very clear that the God of heaven was Ammoniah.
Right.
Now, they ask the question, how you figure that out? Well, easy. At the 119 Psalms, there's a language. Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Wai, Zai, Kretet, Yak, Kaf, Lama, Mem, Nun, Sin, Ayin, Bet, Aleph, Su, Reishin, Tha. You knew you got some little bitty signs on the side of that there. That's a language. How I know that was a language? Brother Drew's son at 12 years old was teaching all the people, all the elders in there, including his daddy, in the canal. So I know that's for a fact, don't we, Brother Drew? We know this for a fact, and we know for a fact that a three-year-old child at the Knaas every Shabbat was saying, Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Waza, Krik, Tik, Yeh, Gol, Lama, Mem, Nun, Sin, Aleph, Beit, Aleph, Su, Reishin, Tha. This was a three-year-old that taught us this. So we know people that speak this language, that if you take the vowels out of that language, which the Mesmerite Jews put it in 6th century, you got the original language of Ammoniah. How you know that? Called the 10th sign is similar. It's Y-H, brother. Yeah. And you had to know that she came. We didn't come from this galaxy. We came from another galaxy. That's another lesson. Now, the second Jesus that's in the Bible, you'll find him at Acts 13 and 6. There again, Brother Drew, if you ain't understanding the language, you get lost in the fog. And I don't know too many Christian people ever, because when you say, Jesus had a son. He said, well, Jesus wasn't married. He ain't got no son. That's a lie. Not what your book say. At Acts, the 13th chapter, this ain't the Old Testament, this is the new one. It says that Jesus had a son that was a man called Bar-Jesus. Well, Bar in Hebrew is son of Jesus. And if you got a Bible, at Acts 13 and 6, it clearly tells you the son of Jesus. It's written in my Bible that I got from the dollar store, the 1881 Bible I got from the dollar store, it got son of Jesus in there. So he was the son of the Naz, and the Naz had a wedding, got married, and all this stuff. See, all them is up on the sign and symbol in the Bible. That theology don't teach. Now let's look at this third Jesus that's in the Bible, which came into existence in 1523. That's the reason, Brother Drew, that the 1881 Bible, you can only find this language in it. And you can only find the name of a so-called God named Jesus the Christ in it. Now, it couldn't have come into existence until 1523, because there wasn't no J's in nobody's language. So, this Jesus the Christ came 1,223 years after the Nazareth died, whose sign was the fish, whose priesthood was in the order of Melchizedek. That's the Naz. That's the first Jesus. Now let's look at this Jesus the Christ. His sign is the cross. Something got changed, ain't it, Brother Drew?
Yeah.
From the old what the Naz was. He was a Latino. That was an Ashkenazi Jew. Uh-oh. See, it's two types of Jew. One Sephardi, that's the black one. One Ashkenazi, that's the white one. The subhuman. And it's a funny thing about this. You can find a Latino Ashkenazi Jew and a Sephardic Jew in every nation of people. So here we go. This Ashkenazi Jew named Jesus the Christ, his belief was theology. As we speak, Jesus Christ is up under the priesthood of theology. And let's look at the United States of America, which say this is their God. And this is up under the theology of the Pauline belief. That's interesting. The Pauline belief of the angelic gospel Christian episcopal teaching of the church. Now, angelic gospel Christian episcopal churches of the Western Hemisphere. You live in the Western Hemisphere. This happened in the 13th century, the breaking of the church, if you know your church history. The Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal Church is up under the High Church, Low Church, and Broad Church teaching of the Apostolic Creed, Nicene Creed, the Tertullian Creed of the Western Hemisphere of the Nicolaitan Doctrine. I said a whole lot of words there, Brother. See, documentation beats all bullshit conversation. This is the teaching of Jesus Christ, which created 90,000 different denominations upon the this teaching as we speak, meaning 90,000 different sects that broke away from the original teaching that you are dealing with in today's society of the people call themselves Christians. Now we go in Revelation 2 verse 15. And we asked the question to the preacher. Do Jesus hate anything? They gonna tell you, no, Jesus didn't hate nothing. He didn't teach hate. He wouldn't even say the word hate. He said, love the enemy as you love yourself. That's what Jesus Christ's teaching was. That ain't the NAS teaching. NAS say, if you got a coat, sell it and buy yourself a sword. A sword is the same as AK-47 in today's society as it was then. The NAS didn't teach that. But this Ashkenazi Jew teaches that. So you find in the Bible two times that the NAS said that he hated something. And at Revelation 2 verse 15 it says, so has thou always them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which things I hate. Uh-oh. Here's the NAS telling us, giving us a clue, Brother Drew. This is one of the codes in the Bible to give you a clue. We detectives now. We on the search so we're looking for evidence. The NAS say no, he hated the teaching of the Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal Church, which is the present day churches of all African Americans. Churches in America. According to the Bible, Jesus hated your teaching. That's when you Methodists, Baptists, and non-denomination, and Holy Ghost, and Seventh-day Adventists, and all of this. The NAS teaching was one teaching. It was one teaching, one sect, one denomination in your language. Now, the Angelicals say they the high church, and that the teaching of anything other than what they teach, you either broad church teaching or low church teaching, and they say they ain't got nothing to do with you. But it's the most funny thing that every president of the United States, he got to have them Angelical white folks votes to win, because that's the national religion of America. It's not the national religion of the United States. The United States has multiple religions and sects in it as we speak in today's society. Now, we have to ask ourselves another question, Brother Drew, since we learned what this Christian churches are, and we were warned against not going in that way. The NAS, he hated that. The Sephardic Jews, he hated the hell out of their teaching. So this Ashkenazi Jew, how we know Jesus, the Christ, is Ashkenazi Jew, all we have to do is look at his picture. It's two types of Jews, one white, one black, in common language that you understand. You understand black and white. And black and white ain't no color. It's an adjective, but it describes a noun. So when we're talking, if we're talking a language that you understand when I'm telling you this here. And the teaching is different. And we can see that in 2009, some of us can. Now, I find it very interesting, Brother Drew, that all of this information is wrote in the Bible. And so when we ask ourselves some questions, we find this, and see, we definitely going to ask ourselves some questions. So we're going to go into the gospel of the NAS. And we're going to go and read what Brother Luke said, wrote what the NAS said. So at Luke, the 12th chapter, the number 12 is complete, and starting with the 51st verse, with 6, that's the sign of the beast man, which that's the slur of human. That's the Ashkenazi. It ain't the Sephardic one. 9 and 5 is 14. 1 and 4 is 5. It's 5 is power. So we would have power if we understand this about what the NAS said about the beast man. That's the way I'm reading it.
All right.
Now the NAS says, suppose ye that I have come to give peace on earth. I tell you nay, but rather division. I thought, see now, Jesus Christ came for peace. The NAS say he didn't. The NAS say, if you change my name to Christ, in this Bible that I bought from on page 1302, it tells you Christ brings divisions. That if you go into the teaching of Christ, you will call division. The father shall be divided against the son against the father, the mother against the daughter against the mother against the daughter-in-law. Now, this is what this book say. If you change my name to Christ, well, let's ask ourselves a question. Is this a lie? This is 2019. You can see that it called the division to the tune of 90,000 different Christian denominations, Brother Drew. It didn't start off with 90,000 Christian denominations, but by the year 2019 years after the NAS died, you see where when they changed his name to Christ, it created division. It created division to a tune of 1,200 years and a time period in the subhuman's history called the medieval time period, the middle of evil. They call it medieval, middle of evil of the church. This is church history of murder, inquisitions, bulls, popes. This is the history of you Christians upon the teaching of theosology of Christianity. You can see that right there. Then we move over, walk over, let's let the fingers walk over here to Matthew's, the 24th chapter of Matthew's, and see what he said that the NAS said. Now, the 24th chapter of Matthew's, you find this 3 times in the Bible. They call it the Sermon on Mount Olives. It's in there 3 times. I don't never hear a preacher preach on that. Because if he preached on that, he would, and read it, he still probably wouldn't understand what Matthew's 24, 23, and 24 said. See, Matthew's 23, 24, and 23 said, If any man shall say unto you, here is Christ, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, give you great signs and wonders, that it would deceive the very elect of Ammon-Yah. Ooh, that's heavy there. That's enough three times, three witnesses. Well, you can see that the multitude of people didn't read that, Brother Drew, for the simple reason, look how many follow the teaching of Christ as we speak in the church. So the Baptists, the Methodists, and non-denomination of people that look like us that was given this religion in 1870 up under the 13th and 14th Amendment, because you could not become an emancipated slave until you agreed upon a Christian name. That's what made you a emancipated slave with certain rights. That's what America's Constitution reads, not the United States Constitution. That's what that reads. You there with me, Brother Drew?
Brother Drew? We still on, Brother.
I hear some clicking. I didn't know. Now, that's what made you a emancipated slave with certain rights, is that you had to take on a Christian name of that of the slave master. That's the reason my name is Davy White. And that's when y'all got all of them beautiful European names that you're so proud about that makes you a black American. But it was a white one before it was a black one. And everything that you say you black, it was a white one first. It was a white Christian before you became a Christian. It was a white Muslim before you became a black one. It was a white Hebrew before you became the black Hebrew Israelite. Now let's look at that, what they said. Now, when they give you Christianity, you looked over there and you say, oh, white folks, can I be a Methodist? The white folks say, yeah, nigga, you can be a Methodist, but you have to be CME or AME. You have to be Colored Methodist Episcopal or African-American Episcopal. And you say, oh, thank you, good white folks, for letting us be Methodists. Then when you say, I want to be Baptist, you say, oh, good white folks, can I be Baptist? You say, oh, yeah, nigga, you can be a Baptist, but you can't be First Baptist. You have to be Second Baptist. And you say, oh, white folks, thank you for letting me be Second Baptist. This is in the beginning. And it still ain't no First Baptist Church, authorized First Baptist Church in America. The only church that you will see that's black, that's got First Baptist on it, Brother Drew, and I told him they're going, because he's a good friend of me and Nash. We met in 1970 at Wiley College, and he's still ding dong bell. He's still ringing his bell, and that's Dr. Bell in Fort Worth, who is a very active rebel over there as a preacher. He was a rebel in 1970 when I met him at Wiley. I say, Bell, you still ding donging? He ringing them bells. If you know him, don't you, Brother Drew? Because he's one of them activists over in Fort Worth.
I work with Dr. Bell.
Yeah, you worked with him probably before. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
he got the only First Baptist. I said, Baptist, Dad, you know you ain't got no charter for no First Baptist Church. He named his church First Baptist Church about five or 10 years ago. He said, me, ball, I ain't know that. I ain't going by their rules, you know. But you're still teaching their theology, though. That's what everybody don't understand. You still teaching theology. You're still teaching their belief to the people. And the worst belief of theology is you live up under grace from the law, meaning that you live up under grace from what is written in Leviticus, the 11th chapter of Leviticus and the 13th chapter of Deuteronomy, which is the law, your dietary laws, which is called the law of the beast. Go read it, Leviticus, the 11th chapter, and go read the 29th verse down there. I tell you on the last page that if you break any of these laws of eating forbidden food, you will come, O beast and beast of the field. Well, from living up under the grace from the law from 1870 to year 2019, and you in the African American hip hop community, you done redesigned your bodies to where your butt, your women butt look like two pistons on the back. And this is the hip-hop style of redesigning a female where she looked like with the big ass and with muscles, look like a man due from eating saltpeter that's been put in your food. See, saltpeter works two different ways. It make a man don't want no sex, but it increases a female where to the point where her she'll have full developed breasts at 12 years old. When you can see when you was eating food that was made by Big Mama in the garden, you looked like that racehorse. You was, man, look at all of them people back in the 60s that was marching versus what you look like now. Even your stats will tell you America's obese. Well, how did you become the beast of the field? Because you broke the laws of the beast of the field. And it clearly tells you. The food of the subhumans, which is the gods of the food, the foods of the gods, you couldn't eat them. Your body wasn't designed for that. Your body is designed to live forever. If you had the knowledge of how to live forever, how you live forever, ask yourself a question. What was your, in the first, you was first a breatharian, and if your mama was correct, if he was raised correct, she would be a vegetarian that was a fruitarian, meaning that her foods would be fruits and vegetables when you was breathing in her womb as a breatharian. When you get here, if you would have kept giving the child fruits and vegetables, and you would have did this for 12 years, the child would have been, body would have been completely programmed never to be accountable to eat meat, which if you eat meat, you're damn accountable. Now, let's look at something. When you get here, you're still a fruitarian and a breatharian, and you this all the way up until 3 years of age. Because you ain't got no molars. Your molars don't come in until you get 3 years old or older. So you weren't designed to eat no meat until somebody chew up some meat and put it in some pot liquor or grind it up and put it in baby food and give it to you. That's when you reprogram and destroy your body. That's when death sit in. That's when you're going to die. That's your story of you dying because you're consuming the blood of other animals and meat. Only meat carries cancer with it, which is the number one killer in the human being's world as we speak. It's because of your diet. Common sense tells us this, Brother Drew. So I see that time where we had hope somebody learned something this. So Shema Yahweh, Yah, Abin Yah, Ika, Kamadi Yah. Till next week.